You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Welcome to From Beneath the Hollywood Sign. If you love old movies, Hollywood history, or the golden age of filmmaking, you've come to the right place. This is the podcast that talks about amazing stories of Tinseltown from another era and fascinating conversations with writer-producer Steve Kubine and actress-writer Nan McNamara.
So, Steve, did Ava Gardner and Howard Hughes have a good relationship?
Well, they did until he dislocated her jaw.
What?
Well, don't worry. She hit him back with an ashtray.
From Beneath the Hollywood Sign is the gin joint for you.
Hi, I'm Neil.
And I'm Ken.
And we are from The Triviality Podcast, a pub trivia-style game show where a lack of seriousness meets a little bit of knowledge.
Join us each week for an hour-long game of general knowledge trivia featuring special guests from around the world, plus tons of extra themed episodes.
If you want to improve your trivia game,
or you just want to scream at us in your car when we get easy questions wrong,
then we're the show for you. Find Triviality on all your favorite podcast apps.
But you know that, because you're already listening to a podcast.
Welcome to our couch.
Take a seat.
It's time for therapy.
Movie therapy.
Hey, movie therapy listeners. It is me, Kristen, with a very, very, very special bonus episode just for you. What you're about to hear is the debut episode of my new podcast, Romance Road Test. That's right, I have a new show. On Romance Road Test, my friend Joe Lenta and I try to get closer with our husbands by doing everything from staying at romance-themed hotels to assembling flat-pack furniture together. Every episode is a different romance experiment, and full disclosure, some experiments work better than others. If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe to Romance Road Test exclusively on Audible. Again, that's Romance Road Test only on Audible at audible.com/romanceroadtest. And now, on with the show. Do you remember those early days of falling in love with your partner? Back when the neighbors used to slip notes like this under your apartment door?
Good afternoon. We live upstairs from you guys, and we would like to please ask you to keep it down a little at night while you're having sex, because we have kids upstairs that are waking up at night from your noises,
No. And
we can hear you clearly upstairs.
I'm Kristen Meinzer, and that is an actual complaint letter my husband Dean and I received during our first year together. But now we're facing down 7 years, and these days, things are sounding a little more like this. Can you turn it up just a little bit, hon?
Do you really need the volume on to know that he's digging earwax out of the patient's ear?
I mean, yes. Yes. The 7-year itch is looming large in our lives. So we've decided to shake things up. And lucky for us, we won't be doing it alone. Joining us on this adventure are our good friends, Jolenta and Brad.
Maybe just take it easy on your skin.
It's itchy and I'm fine.
No, I know, but you can't scratch like that.
No, stop it.
That's me, Jolenta Greenberg, alongside my partner Brad in our not-so-sexy marriage. For the past year and a half, I have been battling a gnarly autoimmune disease, and we've pretty much fallen into the pattern of caretaker and care receiver. But luckily, I'm on the road to recovery these days, and Brad and I are ready to try just about anything to reconnect more romantically.
Did you really say anything, Jolenta?
Oh, you know I did, my friend.
Well, that's good, because for the next 16 episodes, we're going to upend our relationships in new and possibly bizarre ways.
We'll draw on popular trends, talked about articles, and recommendations from relationship therapists. Everything from reading erotica out loud to doing something terrifying together.
We'll see what helps us feel more in love and what leaves us feeling worse than we did before.
It's going to be a grand adventure.
An awkward experiment.
And you're invited to join us and decide what you might want to try at home.
This is Romance Road Test.
So you might want to know who we are. Kristen and I are good friends who have made a living out of experimenting with our lives. In fact, we even wrote a book about it. It's called How to Be Fine, What We Learned from Living by the Rules of 50 Self-Help Books.
Yes. And over the past several years, we've tried hacking everything from our home decor to our careers. But now, more than ever, we're ready to try hacking our own relationships. And today, we're kicking things off by recreating our first dates with our husbands.
Mm-hmm. And recreating the first date is just what it sounds like. Going to the same place, in the same clothes if you have them, and if weather allows, arriving the same way, leaving the same way, and revisiting the subjects you remember talking about the first time you and your partner went out. If you can, also try sitting at the same table if you are at a bar or restaurant, ordering the same food and drinks, and following through on certain things that actually happened. For example, if one of you showed up with flowers, bring flowers again. If one of you tripped and fell in the other's lap, trip again.
Proponents of recreating the first date, from columnists at Marie Claire to anonymous advice givers on Reddit forums, say that doing so will help you bond over the memories of where your lives united and futures aligned, when there were still butterflies, anticipation, and uncertainty. Amira Rutola, co-author of How to Keep Your Marriage from Sucking, adds that going somewhere you have great memories together can remind you that you're still interesting people who like each other. And hopefully, you'll create some new memories in the process.
But will recreating the first date work for us? That's what we're about to find out.
So, Jolenta, before we get to your experience recreating your first date, why don't you tell us a little bit more about you and Brad?
All right, Brad and I met over a decade ago working in the theater, and we fell in love and got married, I think around 6 years ago. Now, I asked Brad for his take on our love story, and this is what he had to say.
I think the story of Jolenta and Brad is a story of two opposites who are desperately yearning for each other.
Really?
In their lives.
Okay.
I think I was a young, stunted man in search of someone who just reeked of honesty. Reeked of it.
Reeked
just
of it. Offensive That's honesty. Me. Offensively honest.
Yes. And I think you were a jaded young woman
who needed
a little bit of light.
Yeah. And then together we made a union.
Yes. But since we didn't quite know we were looking for that, we also really resented each other at
first. We resent our differences as much as we appreciate
them. It doesn't come naturally to us all the time to be like, wow, I'm so glad you give this to me.
Oh, Jolenta and Brad. I love you guys.
Thank you. Thank you. We're messy, but lovable.
Yes. So tell us, how did you two go about recreating your first date?
Well, Kristen, first things first, Brad and I had to figure out what our first date actually was.
I think I know what you mean, but please share with the listeners.
Brad and I didn't have a what you would call a clean start, meaning, you know, we didn't meet with the intention to date. We didn't, like, find each other on an app. No mutual friend set us up. We met working as teaching artists for an off-Broadway theater company in Manhattan. We were friends who kind of ended up hooking up one time after work and then hooked up on and off for about a year before we actually started to officially date. So I asked Brad what date he thought we should even be recreating. Is our first date our first hookup or our first date when we went and saw Mason do, like, Muay Thai fighting?
I don't know, but both of them are romantic to me.
That is so weird that our Mason thing is our first. Like, that was our first date, right? Like, you think of it as
the first time I asked you out.
Yeah, like let's go do a thing, and we decided we are dating.
Exactly, and I'll pay for drinks. Exactly.
So I think what we should do is have frozen pizza and hook up, and then try and find, like, a video of Mason online and watch it.
Frozen pizza,
great.
But then we also have to go see Mason.
But we also have to watch
Mason do a, like, a fight.
An amateur Muay Thai fight.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds fun.
Yeah?
That sounds like a great night to me.
Yeah. Great.
Jalenta, I love this so much. I love that you are combining your first hookup and your first date.
Mm-hmm. Like, why choose between recreating the first night you hook up and the first technical date when you can do both?
So after deciding on what to do, what happened next?
So we got to work gathering our date ingredients. I made a little shopping list centered around frozen pizza. And Brad was in charge of trying to get a video of our friend Mason doing Muay Thai fighting, which is sometimes otherwise known as Thai boxing. And get this, Kristen, Mason not only was able to send us a video he had of him fighting, but he had a video of the fight that we saw on our date.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. So after that, we went to go get our frozen pizza. And while we were walking to the store, we talked about, the expectations we had for this exercise. What do you think we'll get out of it?
Good question. I think it'll connect us to our more innocent selves.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
When we were just a guy and a girl who wanted to spend time together.
Yeah.
Even if it was a little trashy.
Yeah, that's so cute.
Oh, I love it. This is very romantic to me. It's very sexy.
And oh my gosh, sexy?
It sounds like you're swooning when he reminds you of your innocent baby selves.
Also, when Brad said trashy, that did remind me of an important detail of our first hookup that we had totally forgotten. I was thinking, since we're getting the frozen pizza, we also had that, like, gnarly cider that was left in my fridge from a party,
oh,
remember?
God.
It tasted like Jolly Rancher alcohol.
No.
So,
yeah.
Like, I feel like we need to get some sort of, like, apple drink.
Okay.
To, you know, honor that,
oh,
right?
Wow.
Also, like, that's how I, like, got you home with me. Everyone was leaving the bar. It was getting sort of late.
Still want to keep drinking.
We want to keep drinking. I have a six-pack at my place of this garbage.
Yeah, I don't know.
But that is
like that.
But that is like what got us going. It's not like for the pizza. We picked up the pizza.
Jalenta, he clearly wanted to get with you because he wasn't actually coming for the cider. No, he was not. But I do love that stroll down memory lane. You can actually hear the smiles in your voices.
Stop it. Can
you?
Because they were literally there. And I mean, I did bring it up as a bit of a joke at first, but yeah, like it turned into like kind of a sweet moment, you know, like reenacting like, hey, wanna come back to my place? Like I did not expect that. So we got to the store and Brad picked out a strange carbonated, like, apple basil hemp extract juice for me because I'm not currently drinking because of my lupus medication. And then he got himself some beer.
Brad, that's a capo. You need to have gnarly hard cider. Come on.
No, we figure if you just combine the two, it's basically a hard cider. And since we're combining dates, like, it's a combo theme. This is just because he did not want to buy Angry Orchard. So after we got our drinks, we headed to the frozen food aisle to pick out our frozen pizza. Okay. Pizzas. All right, they're down here. I think it was this actual one, the margarita.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I think it was. Now, I don't think they have any as freezer burnt as the one we originally purchased, but this, I think, is the actual pizza we got.
Perfect.
Oh, my God. This is cute.
You like those.
I do. I don't know why I'm, like, getting so sentimental.
Oh, my God. Did you take off his pants right there? It sounds like you're about to jump him, Jalenta.
No, ew. Stop it.
It sounds like that hookup is happening. It is happening right there in the corner store.
No, it did not happen there. I went and got popsicles while we were in the frozen food aisle from there. I'll have you know. But, like, it was definitely a much more, like, romantic trip to the store than we normally have. I did not think that picking up a frozen pizza would tug at my heartstrings so hard.
I love that you remember the brand and everything. Mm-hmm, I mean, this is over 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So after that, we went home. We cooked that pizza at 425 for roughly 17 minutes. And we sat down to watch the video of our friend Mason in the Muay Thai fight that we saw on the first date after Brad and I had decided we were actually dating. And he was like, hey, let's go do a thing.
All right. Well, all right. Cheers.
Pizza cheers.
Pizza cheers. All right. And here comes Mason. Did you remember this?
I totally forgot about this.
Oh, I remember this. I remember how nervous he looked. Oh.
Don't kick him.
Ow. Don't hurt Mason.
Yeah.
Mason, kick his ass.
Probably.
Oh, I'm excited even now.
I know. So as you could hear, we were getting into it right from the beginning.
Yeah, you were.
Especially Brad. Like, we were definitely, like, transported back there a little bit. And, you know, while we watched, we couldn't help but reminisce, you know?
I wanted to impress you and make you feel welcome.
You did, babe.
Like there was a...
Oh, my God.
Make sure you're safe on the bike ride.
You were so sweet on the bike ride there. You really were.
Okay, you two are a Brooklyn stereotype. You rode bikes to a Thai martial arts event after meeting at a theater school?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It is what it is. I can't deny it. It was shocking, too, how quickly that video reminded us also of, like, the little thoughts and feelings that were flashing through our minds. Like, Brad being like, I wanted to make sure you were comfortable. Like, how sweet is that?
That is so sweet. Of course Brad is that way with you. He still is that way with you.
I know. He is pretty sentimental and sweet. And Kristen, get this. As the video was ending, while Brad was taking our plates up to the kitchen, we got a little surprise.
Well, it's you and Gigi and Zerlin. Where am I?
I can definitely hear you yelling.
Yes!
There I am!
And then I'm there being like, what?
Oh, there you are. Happening? Yeah, 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 there you
are. I don't know what's happening.
You're so beautiful.
Oh, my God, so stop. Cute. I had hair.
I did, too.
Oh, my God, we both had hair.
Oh, my God. That is so cute, Jolenta. That is so, so sweet.
Yeah, and for our listeners who may not know, I currently have a buzz cut. I used to have long, flowing hair. But because of my lupus medication, all my hair breaks off. So I just buzzed it off a while ago and have never looked back. And Brad was balding when we met. And let's just say he has a lot less hair and a shaved head now.
Well, as somebody who's known you two for a long time, I have to say you were cute back then. And you're both absolutely gorgeous now.
Oh my gosh, stop.
With or without hair, you look great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, there's one thing I'm very curious about, Jolenta, whether or not reenacting your date ended the same way as your original date ended. And you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I know what you're talking about completely. I obviously had one last thing to do to finish up this date recreation, and that was a nod to our first hookup.
I was thinking to end this. I just wanted to say... I think we should make out.
Yeah?
Swallow that bite, boy.
Wait, that's what I said to you.
I know. Come on.
And then it's my job to go, wait.
I don't know.
Really?
Give me it.
You mind if I kiss you?
Do you swallow that pizza?
Yeah. Well, you're an even better kisser.
Now? I also know what you like. Turn us off.
Ooh, la la.
Oh, yeah. Getting risque on a podcast.
Yeah.
Right after eating.
And you actually reenacted a line he said to you.
I did take his line, which was, hey, I think we should make out. What a line. Thank God I was younger and stupider then.
Wow. I think Shakespeare wrote that, actually. Mm-hmm. That was beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, Jolenta, that sounds like an amazing reenactment of your first date.
I think you mean first dates.
We are going to take a very quick break, but when we're back, more of Romance Road Test.
You can spend less time staying in the know about all things gaming and get more time to actually play the games you love with the IGN Daily Update Podcast. All you need is a few minutes to hear the latest from IGN on the world of video games, movies, and television with news, previews, and reviews. You'll hear everything from Comic-Con coverage to the huge Diablo 4 launch. So listen and subscribe to the IGN Daily Update wherever you get your podcasts. That's the IGN Daily Update, wherever you get your podcasts.
But Kristen, I very, very much would like to shift gears and get to you and Dean. Let's start with a bit more on your relationship.
Well, Dean and I have been together, as I said earlier, for about 7 years total. And for 5 of those years, we've been married. And you know, we laugh a lot, we genuinely enjoy each other's company, we almost never fight, but I do have some concerns. Listen.
I mean, how would I describe our relationship? It's fantastic. Like, we still hold hands when we walk down the street.
That's nice,
Isn't
yeah.
Isn't that lovely?
It is.
Yeah.
We're pretty settled, though.
Oh my God, am I boring?
No, I don't think that we're boring. I do think that we have our routines.
That's very true.
And we're definitely in a different stage in our relationship than we were 7 years ago.
I like it. You sound stable but happy. Kristen, you sound perhaps a little bit more concerned about falling into a rut than Dean. But like there is a mild concern.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Very well put, Jolenta.
All right. So how did reenacting your first date go for the two of you? I know for a fact that you two had a much cleaner start in your dating life than Brad and I did.
Oh, yes, we did. And you and Brad are partly to thank for that. Jolenta, shall we tell the listeners the story of how you and Brad helped Dean and I to meet?
Yes, we should. And I'm so glad you see it that way because Brad and I like really claim it.
So. Well, we need some flashback music here. Flashback music. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, it was the Thanksgiving of 2014. You and Brad were hosting a Friendsgiving party, and a couple of hours into the night, right around the time when we were passing around breathalyzer test for fun, we were doing lots of wacky things that night. I was about to excuse myself to go on a date with a guy who lived just a couple of blocks away from your apartment at the time.
Mm-hmm. And at that point, all the people who were there were like, what? You are going on a date on Thanksgiving? On a first date with a guy on Thanksgiving? Does this guy not have any Thanksgiving plans? Does he not have any friends? Did he cancel them all for a first date? What are you doing, Kristen? Kristen, you love friends. You cannot leave our Thanksgiving and go out with this guy right now. That's a recreation. How'd I do?
That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
And that's one of the things you stressed over and over again. Friends are way too important to you. Why would you go out with a guy who has no friends? He'd be
right.
A terrible match for you.
Yes, we said that a lot. And then we were like, Kristen, there will be more guys on Tinder tomorrow. Let's put this to bed.
Yes. And sure enough, we put it to bed. We continued drinking and eating.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, Dean and I met. Thanks to you and Brad and everyone else at that Friendsgiving dinner. And a special shout out to Tinder as well. Thank you, Tinder.
Yeah, we were right. There were more guys on Tinder tomorrow. Dean guys.
Yes.
But Kristen, when it came time to actually recreate your first date, please tell me you reopened Tinder accounts and like started chatting.
Oh my God.
Please.
No, if we were smart, we would have done that. And now I feel like we missed out on a major part of reenacting our first date. But instead, we just started with getting ready. Now, as you know, Jolenta, New York was in the middle of a historic heat wave at the time, so I couldn't wear the outfit I wore on our first date.
No, winter attire would not
work. No, but I still wanted to at least replicate that feeling of him showing up and not knowing what I would be wearing. So listen.
What are you doing? Why are you wearing a robe? Why is it tucked up like that?
Because if we're going on a first date, I don't want you to see what I'm wearing. And
I see.
And I'm leaving a little bit before you because you're taking a car.
Oh, yeah.
So you have time to freshen up and look however you want to, but I can't That's do
true.
That.
I have to change my clothes three times. And shower. And shave.
If you want to.
And apply a gentle scent.
If really? Did you wear cologne on our first date?
No, I did not.
Okay.
But maybe I will this time.
That's adorable. I think that was some truth dropped in right there that Dean, like, for sure changed his outfit three times before meeting you.
He did. On our first date, a few minutes after arriving, he literally said, I was so nervous to meet you, I changed my clothes three times.
Oh, my God. How, like, obviously you married him. If some guy showed up to tell me that, I'd be like, a winner. Bye, everyone else. No, I would see if he had some substance, too. But, like, that's fucking adorable. I'm getting a little choked up. Oh, that's so cute.
So after that, I forced Dean to close his eyes. I threw the giant bathrobe to the floor, and I headed to our venue, which is a shuffleboard bar in Brooklyn that feels kind of like a Miami retirement village, except that everybody there is under 40. And unfortunately, I could tell about halfway through the walk there that I was not going to look as cute as planned.
All right, the apartment I used to live in. Back when Dean and I went on our first date, I just passed it, which means I'm about halfway to our date venue. It is about 90 degrees and humid right now. I'm freaking drenched in sweat. I lifted up my arm to push my hat over my brow a little bit more, and I'm like, oh my God, a lake of water just came out from underneath my arm. So, I'm going to look fantastic on this first date.
Kristen, that sounds like a very sweaty start and not a hot start.
Oh, love the wordplay, Jolenta.
I had you. So, like, were you able to rally? What happened?
Well, when I got to the venue, I really was literally soaking wet, and I went straight to the bathroom to freshen up, which is something I also did on the first date, by the way. And the table we sat at last time was already taken, so I sat down at another table. And I immediately noticed it is so loud in here. And it turns out that's because it was league championship day. And here's the clincher. The table I sat down next to was occupied by a group of friends that I know through Dean.
Hey, what's up?
Oh my God, look at the pink flamingo queen uniform.
Thanks.
So, I'm here. I'm supposed to be reenacting my first date with Dean.
Oh, that's real cute.
And Dean is running late, okay. And now I'm hanging out with all of Dean's friends.
Amazing.
That is fucking hilarious. That's really funny. And I'm sorry, you're giving me shit for being Brooklyn. You run into, like, your husband's friends at the shuffleboard league, and you're all like... Not senior citizens, please.
We deserve that, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You do deserve it. But I have to ask, so you said Dean was running late. I mean, obviously you didn't run into his friends on your first date, but was Dean running late on your first date?
He actually was exactly 2 minutes late on our first date.
Mm.
And on our reenactment date, he was also exactly 2 minutes late. But both the reenactment and the original date, I have to tell you, he texted me 10 minutes beforehand and said, huge apologies, I'm going to be a few minutes late. So he even sent the same text message again.
I love the commitment Dean had to really recreating it down to the minute. When he actually got there, how did that go?
Well, I gotta say, I thought he looked great. He was wearing a new shirt I had never seen before.
Stop it. That's cute.
He got his hair trimmed, which is something he did before our first date also. And since he came in a car, he was not the least bit sweaty. So it was great to see him. And we agreed before the date, by the way, that we would try to act like complete strangers in the beginning of the reenactment. But it only went so-so. Listen.
Hi, are you Kristen? I'm Dean.
Hello, Dean. Oh,
my God, I'm sorry, I'm so sweaty. Do you hug?
I do. Hey, look. No. Oops, I can't
you
say that.
You were about to say you love me.
I was, but no, I'm not. I'm like, hey, yeah, let's hug.
Oh my God, I love you. I really wish that's how your first date went. Do you hug? I love you.
We would not have had a second date.
No, I'd be like, that would have been creepy as fuck. It was adorable this time around.
Anywho, we hugged, then we sat down, ordered drinks, and tried our best to hit all the conversation topics we hit on our first date. And then Dean got a friend to help reenact one of the funniest moments of that night.
Oh, yeah. Love some role-playing with friends. What happened?
So when Dean and I first met, I was hosting a public radio podcast, as you know, Jolenta.
Mm-hmm.
And Dean asked if I was famous. And I adamantly said, no, I am not famous. But then not a second later, someone came up to me and asked if I was Kristen Meinzer and said they were a fan of my podcast. And this is a moment Dean still teases me about all the time. And of course, he had to bring it back.
I mean, the problem with a lot of Tinder photos with men, though,
Excuse me, are you Kristen Meinzer?
Stop!
Oh my God, that was perfect. You're my favorite.
Oh,
I love you, bud. Oh, love you, bud.
Oh my God.
That is adorable. And you could really hear, like, the joy in your voice. And, like, you were totally surprised.
Yeah. You can hear the joy, but let's be real. You can't really hear much else because it's so freaking loud.
Mm.
And we eventually realized we just didn't have it in us to keep going there.
We're switching colors halfway through overtime.
My God! Why is it so
it's a league day!
Let's just go somewhere else.
Okay, all right. Let's go somewhere else.
No, wait. It's quiet now. I love you. Let's go.
Dean can't stop saying I love you on this first date.
Very weird first date.
Also, I love how, like, not only is it just so loud in there and the announcer is loud, but it's like he's yelling into the mic, like, unnecessarily.
Yeah. It was so loud. So, Jolenta, I hope you don't mind our cheating, but Dean and I made the decision that we would continue the reenactment of our first date at our local watering hole, the Branded Saloon, which is our gay cowboy bar on our block. We went there on foot, and the first thing that happened was we were greeted by the proprietor, Patrick.
Dean and Kristen!
Oh, hello!
Hello, hello, hello. How you guys doing? It's been since, yesterday?
Maybe. We missed you so much.
Well, I mean, we always miss you, and we're so glad that you're here. Do you guys want your usual?
Yes, please. That would be great.
All right, I'll get that right away. And just so you remember, sanitize your hands.
We
never
will.
Your thoughts.
That's very cute. Not really a first date vibe, but a very you guys vibe.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I love that, like, tagline at the end. Patrick, nailing it.
Oh, Patrick is always nailing it. He is personality plus.
Mm.
So after we gave our drink orders to Patrick, and now that we could finally hear each other's voices, we started talking about some of the good moments from our first date.
What do you remember about our first date that was really great? Do you remember good parts?
Oh, absolutely. I remember watching you walk away. It was lovely to watch.
Do you even remember what I was wearing?
Yeah, it was a green dress.
My Mrs. Robinson
Your
dress.
Your Mrs. Robinson dress. Yeah,
yes.
You look fantastic in that dress. You still do. I remember talking about grandparents, you know, and talking about the importance of grandparents and some of the stories that we had both with our grandparents and that our grandparents had for us. I think that was really great. We bonded over manners, remember?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Midwest manners versus weird British New Zealand manners and some of the things that they're in common and some of the things that are quite different.
Oh my gosh, that's very cute. And I have to say, I remember after you went on that date with Dean, you were like, it was amazing. We talked about grandparents and manners.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool. I'm glad you felt a connection. What? But moving on, how did you end your recreation of your first date?
Well, we walked home together and reminisced about how our first date ended.
Do you remember? You let me hop into your lift.
Yep.
And drop me off at home.
Yep.
Did you try to kiss me or not? Do you remember?
No, I was like, believe me, as we were sitting there in the lift, it was like bouncing. Like my head was going full speed, like Mach 3, about whether or not to actually do this. And I really wanted a second date. And we had already talked about having a second date. I'm like, we'll kiss fuck it up. We're attempting to kiss fuck it up. We're not attempting to kiss fuck it up. And so I remember constantly thinking about that. And landing on, you know what? Be patient.
Really?
And see if that pays off.
You thought about it.
Oh, God, did I think about it? And then I thought about it all that night in the privacy of my own room.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Interesting.
You didn't. You went on to your second date or whatever you're doing that night. But I did.
Okay, first of all, that was adorable. But also, I think Dean made a very true point at the end of that, which was, Dean was right. You were probably on your way to another date after that date with him. I don't know if Kristen will disclose this, but she was on a dating frenzy during this period. She was taking dating seriously. And like one day when we were at work together, Kristen was like, I have 4 dates today. Coffee date, lunch date, happy hour drinks, dinner date. Boom. And I was like, this woman is a dating machine. So I digress.
Well, I just want to make it clear, I did not have any dates that night after Dean. However, I did have 2 the next day. But I will not apologize for that. I'm not going to apologize for having some game.
No, you should not. You were dating.
We're going to take one more quick break, but when we're back, Jolenta and I give our verdicts on reenacting our first dates. Stay with us.
And with that, should we get to our verdicts?
Let's do it. Verdict time. Okay, Jolenta, start us off. How did you and Brad feel about recreating your first date? What is your verdict?
So a few days after our date, Brad and I debriefed. Why don't we just listen to that?
I liked it.
I did too, a lot. It really reminded me of like how far we've come. We were like in such a different phase of our lives and like, you know, we were going to get groceries for our first date recreation, but also like all like groceries for our house and like talking about like walking the dog later. And it's like, oh, wow, we have like a full life together. Like we are family now.
And I just like how it was kind of DIY. Like I think it would be easy for that to feel try hard. And this felt, because it was so simple, just redo the first date, which obviously by nature is going to be pretty low key. Mm-hmm. It felt much more DIY than something that large and involved and ceremonial. Mm-hmm. And like, this just felt fun. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I feel like it engendered real feelings.
Jolenta, that sounds like a very positive verdict from both of you. Like mm-hmm. you are really into this first date recreation exercise.
Yeah. I did not think I would be too. It kind of sounds like a bit hokey when you think about it. Like, to me at least on paper, it's like, me, your first date, like, good, we're special, rest on top of that. But then when I did it, I was like, fuck, this is so cute and nice.
Oh, yeah. And you could hear it in your audio diaries from the get-go, the love in your voice, the lilt in your voice.
Yeah, I have to say overall, I would totally recommend doing this. And I think you can do it for non-romantic relationships too, like friends or, you know, relatives, like favorite places or like special places. Like I'd love to go back with some friends to the bar where we used to open mic and like where we all met and like reminisce. That would be amazing. And like Brad said, it's simple, pretty fun to plan, fun to execute. And what I loved is like recreating the date helps you move past just sort of reminiscing, just sort of talking about it. And like it definitely helped me get like just a hint of those butterflies that like we felt back in those first dates, you know, back when Brad was like, I think we should make out. But Kristen, how about you and Dean? Did recreating the first date work for you guys? You guys had a way different start than Brad and I did. Did it help you feel bonded? Are you more in love?
Well, Jolenta, rather than telling you, I'll play the verdict tape from me and Dean.
How did you feel about reenacting our first date?
It was fun.
it wasn't particularly romantic, though. Did you feel?
Really? Well, it was a very loud league event, and there was a lot going on.
Did it make you sad that it was so different this time around?
Yeah, a little bit more romance might have been nice, but, you know.
Did you feel like it brought us closer together?
No. I felt more close with you sitting at our local gay bar having a pride cocktail to celebrate the end of the day.
Yeah. I mean, I would agree with you about feeling closer with you when we ended the night at Branded because when we went to Branded, it was more about the life we've built together. When all of the wait staff saw us and they came out and insisted we all do shots with them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But it's like, Look at this world that we've created that's
lovely together, which is wonderful, right? And I think that's really important.
Yeah, ending the night that way felt more romantic. Oh, and one other thing I wanted to say, though, was that in the midst of the shuffleboard league playoffs that were happening, that friends came to embrace us and tell us that they love us. And that felt really special.
Oh, that was nice. That was nice.
Because that actually, again, it wasn't about our first date, but it's about everything that has transpired since then. And it made me feel happy.
Yeah.
It was a nice compare and contrast.
It was.
Dean seems less sold.
Well, you heard how loud it was in there. It was not the sexiest. Oh, for sure.
If ours was contingent on like a location that we felt like we couldn't hang out in, I'm sure I would feel very different, or like, oh, it's not as special this time around, or like, oh no, like it's ruined, or we couldn't do the exercise right. Like, no, that would stress me out on many levels. But I also think what you guys ended up appreciating is pretty much what I ended up appreciating. Like you said in the audio diary, the compare and contrast.
Yeah. It's really about not just where we started, but what have we done with the time that we've had together since then? And at least in our case, it was such a beautiful full circle reminder of that Thanksgiving dinner in 2014 when you said, Kristen, you can't go out with somebody who has no friends. And everything concluded being reminded of all the friends we now have together.
So I'd say it's a mostly positive review from Kristen, mixed from Dean. I'd say we recommend it.
Yeah, I would say so too.
It, depending on your location, we recommend.
Yes.
And that's it for this episode of Romance Road Test.
Be sure to follow us all season and stay in touch. Let us know if you've tried reenacting your first date and if it worked or didn't work for you. You can tweet us at Jolenta G and at Kristen Meinzer, or follow us on Instagram at K10Meinzer, that's K10Meinzer, and Jolenta_G. Check out all the photos of us there on our dates.
You gotta head over there to see Kristen in her Mrs. Robinson dress. Until next time, I'm Jolenta Greenberg.
And I'm Kristen Meinzer.
Thanks so much for listening.
Bye-bye.